The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. You know, this is your most important and the most effective family life podcast. I want to appreciate you for joining me once again, and I'm super, super excited at your testimonies. Now, we've concluded our session on communication in your relationship, and today we start a series on the most important rules. Now, especially when it concerns your relationship, a lot of people are in relationship and they are in crisis simply because they have not understood the four most important relationship rules. There are several rules that exist, but if you master the four, every other rule comes under the four. What exactly are you dealing with in your relationship today? Are you stressed? Is your girlfriend about to leave you, or your wife is about to leave you? Or have you even been through the first, second divorce and you are contemplating the third divorce? Are you blaming someone else for what is going on with you? Are you blaming your ex, your spouse, your parents, or anyone in your life? Today, I am going to be sharing with you the first important relationship rule that you must master. Now, too many people have lost out on the best of relationships because they don't understand what we call rules of engagement that can keep everyone glued to you and give their all to you. I have had people say, you know, you have no control over what people do to you. But let me tell you this, you can actually send an intentional signal that makes everyone glued to you and makes it impossible for anyone to actually leave you. Relationship is vital in all we do, but without mastering the rules, we will consistently lose out. You want to ask yourself, since you have been relating with people, do you understand the most important rule? Have you ever taken a course or a seminar on the most important relationship rules? Because there are four vital keys that I've discovered over time in the last 20 years of working with families, working with couples, and I think this will really help you. Now, the first rule is the rule of acceptance. Now, that rule says accept everyone, regardless of where they're from or their diverse beliefs. Now, note that it did not say accept their beliefs. It says accept their persons, because the world is divided into silos. We have the world of the rich, the world of the poor. We even have what they call the middle class. Some people have the whites, some people call some people the blacks, some people call people all kinds of things. So we divide people, the upper class, the lower class. What of you? Whatever the division we have, we just created what is now known as racism or racial discrimination or social class discrimination. You need to understand, if you're going to be effective everywhere you go, that the only tribe that exists is tribe humanity. And when we don't master how to accept people, we will judge them on the basis of their tribe and race or prejudice, which will ultimately affect our capacity to connect and enjoy the beauty of our relationships. Have you not noticed children put 10 four-year-olds from different continents of the world together, or from different social status, from different races in a room? What you will find at the end of 30 minutes is play, because the problem of the world is an adult. That's why if you strike the word adult, you will find adultery and adulteration. But the solution to that problem is a child. That if all you see is humanity or man made in God's image, he will help you to relate almost without any restriction or without any barrier. We are not qualified to influence others if we're unwilling to accept their person. Many couples want to change their spouses, but they are unwilling to accept the personhood of their spouse. A lot of people get married to someone else. Meanwhile, they have the image of someone else in their mind. They have the image of how she should walk, how she should talk, how she should live. But they marry someone else whom they have not deciphered or discovered. And that is why I created or innovated a tool called the User's Manual. If you have not done the User's Manual, you can go on my website and you will find how to create your own User's Manual. It's a manual that clarifies your life on your terms and helps everyone who wants to relate with you to look at your manual in dealing with you. Truth is, if we judge people on the basis of race, we will never, ever be able to maximize the best of them. We are not qualified to influence others if we are unwilling to accept their person. Accepting people is not the same as accepting their ways or their worldview, but recognizing that they are man made in God's image will help us get the best out of them. I love the way the Holy Books put it. He said, I was sick. You did not help me. I was in prison. You did not visit me. I was hungry. You did not feed me. I was homeless. You did not take me in. And they ask the great master of the universe, say, Master, when did we see you do all of these things? And he said, as long as you do it for my people, you have done it for me. If you make it your way of life to see everyone as man made in God's image, not their race, not their brain, not their status, it changes the dynamics. And there is no way you will live that way and you will complain of not having the best of spouse or not finding a spouse. Everything we've come to accept about people is often man-made, and this man-made differentiation has hurt us more than it has helped us. So you hear all sorts of things. Oh, these people from these places, they are like this. You see, like I mentioned earlier, put 10 children whose purity have not been compromised from 10 different tribes, races, religion, and with different worldview together. You will experience the beauty of humanity because they will create place for themselves and play together. Too many have lost out from the benefit we could have derived from others because of our unconscious bias. How many times have you heard, Muslims are this, Christians are that, Africans are this, Asians are this, whites and blacks are this? You see, the interesting thing that I find intriguing is that none of us can survive a bomb blast to prove that we're superior to the other. There is no Christian that can survive a bomb blast or a Muslim that can survive a bomb blast. So at the end of the day, no religion is actually superior because religion is actually man-made. We did not come on this planet with any religion or with any race except that which has been assigned by people who came before us. When we master how to accept people as human beings, we will receive them the same way we receive the most important people in our life, and our reception of them will determine how we treat them. So here are my tips for you. Number one, accept people from the standpoint of curiosity or humanity. Accept people from the standpoint of humanity. Now, I used curiosity before because I always say to people, every information that is coming to you, always approach it from the standpoint of curiosity. Say, what would I learn from this? What can I pick from this? The same way you can never tell who the divinity is going to send your way to be a blessing to you. So if you analyze them on the basis of their religion, it would affect the way you treat them. If you analyze them on the basis of their race, it might affect you that you're already biased. So irrespective of what people have said about someone, you need to accept them from the standpoint of humanity. If you do that, it would affect how you treat them. Number two, be intentional about making friends with people who don't believe your beliefs, who don't belong to your groups, who don't read the books you may have read. And also, you must intentionally read books you may not have ordinarily read, right? To better understand the people's model of the world. I work as a family life innovator. I do not innovate for Christians. I innovate for the whole world. What does that mean? I have read the Quran because I function in the family life space. I have read the Gita. I've read all kinds of books that I can lay my hands on. Now, a lot of people are always worried. Why would you read that? Because that is the people I deal with. I need to understand their worldview. If I do not understand them, there is no way I can relate with them. I have stooped. That's why it's important. They say stoop to conquer. It's to understand the world of the LGBT, to understand the world of the straight, the heterosexuals, to understand the world of the Africans, the Caribbeans, and every. To better understand what motivates them. Now, so be intentional about relating with people who don't believe what you believe so that you can expand your worldview and learn from them. Number three, give them the best experience they could have had in their lifetime. Become the source of succor, the source of blessing to humanity. Become the pipeline that divinity would pass through to release its blessing to humanity. Everyone that comes into your life, let them have the best experience they would never have had anywhere. Now, that must be the signal you must send from this week. Number four, predetermine the response you want from people after every encounter with you. That is part of what you do in your user's manual, that every encounter with me will produce words. What is that encounter? Your signal must be right. It must be consistent. It must have a reach for it to attract a huge subscribers base. So when people leave you after 5 minutes, what impression would you want them to have had? Defend that with your life and you will realize how your life will be transformed. Number six, seek to learn something from them that you may never have known before. Don't always think you know it all. Always ask, what can I learn? Be curious. Then number seven, be open-minded to accept them if you may not totally accept their worldview or behavior. There are people I can't deal with their worldview, but I will receive them as man made in God's image, because who we can never tell. Maybe that's the Messiah who has come in the form of an hungry person or a homeless person or someone who is in prison. You do not judge so that you don't want to be judged. And that is why it's always important to follow the golden rule that says, do unto others what you want them to do to you. But there's a platinum rule that says, do unto people the way they want to be treated. And next one is, recognize that you could have exactly been like them if you were raised in the circumstances that produced them. People are products of the influences in their lives. If you have been through what they've been through, most likely you would have been behaving like them. So the fact that you got lucky in court, or and you have access to the people you have access to the world you have access to the development you have access to, doesn't place you as a superhuman and place other people lower than you. If you have been through the experience, you would have been behaving exactly like them. You see, the man that can deploy contact without contamination is a man that can win. And the owner of the system is usually the most flexible. Now, if you do this, people will look at you and they will call you names. They would say you have no standard. They would say that you accept all sorts. That's exactly how God relates with us. He has the capacity to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he knows exactly how to influence people. Remember, you can never influence who you can accept. So until you accept that person in your life that irritates you, you will never be able to influence them. So go ahead this week, accept people. Come and tell me, how does it feel? If all you see is man-made in God's image, you would accept them. Don't see their behavior. Don't see their crime. Don't see their pain. Don't see the problem. Don't see the offense. Man is not his behavior. Man can be badly behaved, but man is not a bad behavior. I hope this has helped you. This is Family Engineering with Praise for Women. I will see you next week. Till then, have a fantastic time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696 +1 780 246-7956 855 plus 447-960-813430 or plus 234-810-857-1139.